Our Leon County Research and Development Authority Executive Committee meeting is Tuesday, May 18th, 11:02. Introduction of guests, and there aren't any, either virtual or in person. Approval of participation by electronic means. We do not have anyone participating in that manner, so we will move forward. And then are there any modifications to the agenda? Yes, sir.
I'm sure I'd like to propose the addition of an item 10D when it's appropriate.
Okay. Item 10D. Okay, and you have a title for that?
That would propose the ability for us to counter the proposed rate and schedule, and if accepted, then we would extend the term for 1 year, but I would also add the provision with the option of 2 1-year extensions and so on.
Okay.
I can give you the full coverage of that in a minute.
Another option to basically say another option.
Okay.
It's a fourth option of the.
Okay to join?
We'll just need to recognize you.
I'm sorry.
And you are?
Steve Gowdy, Nova Engineering. Just visiting if it's an open
meeting. It is. Okay. We will resume masking.
Oh, yeah.
Are you? Yeah. Well, is he fully vaccinated?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, if we could actually, we have another participant coming for that seat.
Oh,
if you want to
take
a seat over here, we'll get you a chair.
Yeah. Sanjay, we'll trade out.
Sorry
about that.
That's all right.
No, it's okay.
There you go.
Okay, so
do you need me to read that into the minutes formally, or just you get enough of my sense of it?
I think we can address that in detail when we get to the
item. Yeah, I just wanted to have some sense of what the 10D was. So, again, we have a modification to the agenda that's being proposed. We will need a motion to accept the modification. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. So, we're properly a motion and second. The approval of the modified agenda. All those in favor, acknowledge the aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Opposition? None. Motion carries. Okay, then we move to public comment, if there is any. And for the record, did Peggy get our guest's name? Okay, if you would restate your name again, just so that we can have it in there as our guest.
Steve Gowdy, G-O-U-D-I-E.
Okay, and you said you were with?
Nova Engineering and Environmental.
Okay, very good, thank you. No public comments at this time, then we will move to the approval of draft meeting minutes for November 17th. I trust that you've all had an opportunity to read these, and if so, then I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Been properly motioned and seconded approval of the draft meeting minutes for November 17th. All in favor, acknowledge the aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Okay. Motion carries. The next item is a compensation committee conclusion, and I want to, before we go into this item, just recognize a couple of our board members, Ann, as well as Ray, governors, as well as with the outside support that we engaged to go through this review. We made a commitment, the authority did a couple of years ago, that we would do this every 2 years, coming back and looking at our compensation benefits and just making sure that the park itself was invested in the talent that we bring on and retaining that. We had two private participants as well, one from Leon County, Sherry Morrison, and then the other, Linda Barrino, who is private, and both HR professionals that joined us. And Ron, do you want to walk through the outcomes of that, or anybody?
Certainly, I can do that. If you
sure.
Want. So basically, there were three outcomes in terms of recommendations for changes. The first one was a proposed policy relating to teleworking. This policy is modeled almost verbatim after the Leon County policy, Leon County government policy, with the only change being allowing for a hybrid mixed schedule versus what they declared as temporary schedules with very limited window. We decided to provide our ability to do a hybrid work schedule of unlimited time until such time we decide to do it differently. And then also to give the executive director the flexibility to set those hours of work and that schedule.
Madam Chair, do you wish to take action on each of these individually or as a group?
I'd like to take action as a group, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Were there any questions on that policy? The executive director evaluation, in this case, the committee looked at my evaluation questionnaire to see our evaluation form to see if they would recommend any changes. So we highlighted those changes that they recommended in here. So they struck the language in red and added the language in blue. If you want me to review each of those, I hope you had a chance to look at those. So those were the changes. And most of the concerns were around the staffing and supervision area because they felt that in many cases they didn't have enough information to make that evaluation. So they wanted to just clarify some of that language. And then they also added this under strategic partnerships and community, this item D, to increase the organization's standing in the broader community. And finally, they decided to engage the board to make the edits related to goal achievement. And in the prior evaluation, that was based on the strategic plan, the major categories in the strategic plan. We did not modify the strategic plan. We did go through some the exercises, and we looked at kind of what was important at the time, if you recall, and decided to focus on the implementation and development of the incubator, which was, you know, obviously at that time we just received the award, and then also to focus on revenue generation, mainly because of some of the revenue challenges that we're faced with. We didn't exclude these. I mean, obviously 46A is still, you know, the incubator development, and item E is really the revenue piece. So it's really a matter of, you know, do we want to do anything different with these items? And my recommendation would be to leave the items as they are and require me to provide the information prior to the evaluation on how I felt like I achieved under each of these categories, and have the board continue to evaluate on those bases, primarily because we never really got into this in advance. It would be difficult now to go back and say, here's what you should do in the next month as we're about to do this evaluation. That's my recommendation.
And the only comment that I would offer on that, I agree for this review period that you don't change it midstream, but I do believe that the board should look at for going forward, because we're at a different point of what it would look like for the future, but not for this evaluation period. Other comments related to what you see there, and honestly, what would be your thoughts on this? I know we're going to take it all as one package unless you all decide to, that would be best to do it differently, but are there any comments on this particular section?
So one comment I have for this, I know we work with Ron very closely, so we know a lot of things that he does for the evaluation, but the other the group, the other parties, how do we know this board will know a little bit more about their performance and the objectives, a little bit more detailed, so it's easy for us to evaluate?
Well, one of the things that the way the evaluation form works is that if you don't, if a board member does not know enough to answer the question, they leave it blank.
Yes.
And it neither benefits or hurts my score, which is probably the best way to do it, because there's no way every board member can feel comfortable with every question. I'm comfortable with that.
Okay.
And frankly, the numbers themselves don't mean a whole lot in terms of, you know, there's no hard and fast score that's, you know, gonna get you a raise or not. I think it's more of, I look at it as feedback from individual board members on how they feel about particular areas, and I'm most interested in the comments, if not more than the score itself. So I think the form does accomplishes what we're looking for.
That's what I struggled more because I left a lot of blank. So that was getting a little uncomfortable with, like, you know, you asked me for evaluation and I'm leaving a lot blank. So either I'm not involved to know or I don't need to know. So that was my,
And I will tell you too, this committee, that the compensation committee did look at the prior year completion and to determine if there were areas that we could, by way of the edits that we were proposing this year, take that into account where board members perhaps said that they didn't know. Could we move it in the direction of something that they would know about, that there could be more communication on? So yeah, we did. We actually had the committee review it. And even the response of what prior board members have shared previously.
Should our scale, in addition to the 1 to 5 or 1 to 10, I don't remember what it is, 1 to 5, also have an NA out there?
It does.
It does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Or unsure or whatever.
I didn't remember.
You leave it blank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the NA. And it says that in the scale.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was saying. If you leave it blank, it doesn't factor into the score one way or the other.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And again, if every board member knows something different because of how long they've been involved, what they've been involved in terms of committees, you know, just how much interaction there is. So I don't think it's unusual necessarily for some people to leave more blank than others. I know Kevin, for example, you know, it was your first year.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't quite feel
comfortable. I left a lot of blank.
Yeah, and then I think a lot of other people, every person has a different scale in their head. I can guarantee
you
that.
Yes.
And because I see that stuff all the board across the board, so I tend to look at things from my own evaluation, how I interpret the evaluation based on how they score some things relative to other things, and that means a lot more to me than what the raw score was like.
Absolutely. So other conversation on that? Okay. Okay.
Not specifically on the part that's highlighted in yellow, but backing up to number 9D.
Okay.
This is more just an editorial comment.
Sure.
I'm pleased that is in there. We Ron and I have talked about this a decent amount. We don't market ourselves to our local community. That's not the target market. But making sure that our local community understands what Innovation Park is and how to get here. And as we think about the opportunity and specifically with the expanded airport gateway infrastructure, tying all of these pieces in and the investment that ultimately will happen on the south side of town, this is an important conversation. In my opinion, creating that level of recognition of who we are, where we are, what we do, so that our local community sees us as a crown jewel,
right,
and not an afterthought, it's a big deal. And so I want that to really be a focal point for us moving forward.
You are so right on that, Kevin. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we did was also go back to the conversations that we had last year in September, where we brought in, you know, the presidents of each institution and kind of moved through our strategic conversation. And that resonated that, hey, we got to increase our standing. So we're all on board with that. And I think, like you said, it'll take dividends as we move forward. Yes, you're recognized,
Dave. Madam Chair, I don't know whether these comments fit more into number 8 under fiscal management or
sure.
Under number 10 under goal achievement, but under 8, we have things like prepares a budget, makes use of available funds, possesses awareness, and so on. I'd like to see us get more definitive in there. And perhaps in number 10, we could add such things as achieves the revenue generation. I want to make sure that if we have a goal that sets the revenue, we achieve that and the executive director gets credit for achieving it. I'd like to see us have something in there for achieving expense controls. Now, we all know that something will come up in the middle of the year, and so we can vote to amend the budget so we protect the executive director. I'd also like to see something in there that says maintains internal controls, that we get zero comments from our auditors on failure to maintain internal control. So these are some areas that perhaps they go into 10, maybe they could go into 8, but I think it's important that we really look at what's necessary to make us whole, achieve revenue, maintain control, maintain expenses and so on.
Yeah, so the outcomes board, not only the, yeah. So this would be, actually, next time you're going to be on the compensation committee. I won't be chair, but you'll be compensation committee. Because these are actually good. For future, as we were talking about that, so that's how I'm noting it, Ron, in my comments, that this is for the future updates of the tool, but not what we have here now, because we're less than a month and a half out or whatever the case may be. But no, these are all very good, and then I'll carry forward if everybody's in agreement when we get to that vote on it. But I think they're solid. Okay. Other comments related to the tool? Okay. Then Ron, then the item C related to FMLA.
Yeah. So when looking at other policies, the question of FMLA policy, the Family Medical Leave Act policy, which I don't know how many of you are familiar with, but it's a federal requirement. The question came up on whether or not it applies to LPRDA because we have less than 50 employees. Upon further review, we are subject to it, even though we have fewer than four because we're a local government entity. So while we have adhered to FMLA in the past and frankly haven't had any cases come up, we did not have a formal policy which is recommended. So we modeled a policy based on what the Society of Human Resource Managers has in their system for model policy. It was reviewed by council and our council, and they did have a few changes that we made. And then the committee reviewed it and recommended that we adopt this policy, and it's consistent with the federal law.
So, governors, you have heard the recommendations brought forward by the compensation committee with some additions relative to the language tied to upcoming and future evaluation tool. Is there a motion?
If I could add a point to this is. Whether or not we would like to have this on the general business of the board or added to the consent agenda, if approved.
So I'll move recommendation that these three items be placed on consent.
Approved by this committee and placed on consent for the board of governors.
As modified.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there a second? Okay. So it's been properly motioned and accepted. Go ahead.
Which modifications are we talking about?
It was related to the items that were brought up to the tool because there were no modifications for telecommuting.
So I just want to make sure in terms of what's included on what's presented to the board, what modifications are we presenting?
Oh, none on this tool. They were all future driven.
All right. So there really isn't nothing to add to the. There are no modifications that are going to be forwarded to the board for approval.
And why are we not placing that on this particular document instead of waiting for a year? Just, I'm curious.
Only because he's 3/4 of the way through the evaluation period. So whatever we're asking now would, he was not working under that rule for 8 or 9 months.
Under those assumptions.
Yeah. So, most of you wouldn't change it midstream.
So we could bring that back in October.
Okay.
With any other modifications that you want to propose.
And I'll put comments also in the chair's report that talks about there were comments or additions that were voiced in our executive committee that we would like to take into account when we bring the tool back and ensure. I'll make sure that it gets brought back to the board in October with those additions. So the employee, Ron, would be working under those guidelines going forward. Or at least the evaluation tool.
All right.
Okay.
And these other changes I see up here aren't, in my mind, anything new. It's just kind of rewording and clarifying maybe some things. So I'm comfortable with these other changes, even though they're going to happen now and be on this upcoming evaluation. I'm fine with that.
Good.
Okay.
I want to recognize you if you achieve all these things.
Well, I appreciate that. I saw where you were going with that. So. I didn't see you pick something that I'm totally failing at. So at least I don't think.
Okay, so we have the motion on the floor, and then Dave with the modification, that it does include the modification to the second, right?
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor, please acknowledge with aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries. Great, we're moving into item eight.
So item eight is a elevator modernization consulting services. So the board approved a budget of $70,000 for fiscal 2021 to modernize the elevator in the Morgan Building, and another $70,000 in 2022 for the Johnson Building elevator. In going through the process of developing a scope of work, we determined that we didn't have the expertise with Talcor to develop that scope of work, given a lot of the safety issues involved and some very specific requirements related to elevators. So we went out and took a look at what kind of consulting services we could hire and to help us develop the scope of work and to oversee the work to make sure it's done appropriately. So we have, as I said, we just talked to a couple folks and came up with a budget of about $10,000 to $15,000, which we think 15 is adequate. That is over, well, first of all, it was not approved in the current year budget. So we are looking for approval from the board to the committee to approve an additional $15,000, not to exceed $15,000, to consult with it, or to procure a consultant to help us with the scope of work and also the oversight of the, or evaluation and oversight of the selected vendor.
You recognize
him. So we had a fairly aggressive budget for this year to address deferred maintenance, yes. Correct? I mean, we kind of dug deep in order to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And this would be an incremental $15,000 to bring in a consultant to help us understand the scope of what is necessary in order to modernize the elevators.
To actually write the scope of work, and that we could then go out and do a procurement, because we're required to do an RFP, to do the procurement, to select the people who are gonna do the work, but also to oversee it and make sure it's done correctly, because we don't have the expertise to do that.
And my recollection is that when we established the budget, we were looking at covering the deferred maintenance over 2 years.
That's correct.
And so the cost of this drafting the scope would occur in this year, and the cost of maintaining the elevator would happen in the following year?
Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to do one scope of work, one RFP for both elevators, but schedule it so that one happens this year and one happens next year.
But the $15,000 does or does not include what we think some of the repair costs might be?
Does not.
So is this, do we have the money to do this?
We have the cash to do it. But it's the same situation as with the deferred maintenance, is can we afford not to do it any longer?
Okay, so do we need to reprioritize some of those other expenses in order, this sounds like it's a higher priority than maybe some of the other items that were on the list. Do we need to move things around in order to accomplish this?
The only, to my knowledge, off the top of my head, the only thing really left of any substance is the next item on the agenda, which is the asphalt paving. Everything else, we're pretty much through most of the major items that were included on this. The $10,000 to $15,000 is not going to make or break us in this scenario.
That part won't. It's what happens after that.
But that part has to happen anyway. I mean, that the whole point of the deferred maintenance conversation was we can't afford to keep deferring this maintenance. The parking lots are falling apart and the elevators need to be safe and they need to be updated. So those were the two major items that we're trying to address. We did a lot of other painting and doors, and we did reseal and stripe a couple of parking lots, which are now done. We replaced the deck behind the ninth building because it was unsafe and rotted through. We put gutters on it to protect the new deck. Which fortunately we got the wood for the deck before all the prices of wood went up.
Mm-hmm.
But so again, the conversation was we couldn't afford to keep pushing any of this deferred maintenance. And there's really nothing left of any substance that we can push to offset that $15,000.
Okay.
And we do have the funds in reserve. It's a matter of going back to the previous evaluation item, which is going out and finding additional revenue generation to cover what we're doing in the future.
Yeah, and that's such an important conversation, Kevin, that you just led there, because we do. It's critical, and even to the point of with the deferred maintenance, because we all agree that we wanted to start moving the needle on that, but we also want to make sure that if we can reprioritize that we can, but it looks like we've reprioritized out.
And I can take another look and see if there's something, anything that we could move to offset it, but I don't think that's the deal breaker for us. I think it's more important is the focus we have on leasing the remaining available space and finding some alternative resources.
Good.
Just to be clear,
Bill's working on that.
If we approve this $15,000 item, we're still going to achieve our net income pro plan that's in the budget?
Not necessarily, no. Now, this is new money. This is not what we had in the budget.
I guess what I'm saying is, do we have more revenue than we anticipated that would cover this?
No.
So this would add to the deficit that we would have this
year?
That's
correct. Okay. Which would be paid for out of our reserve funds.
Still cash, though.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we were going to be hitting the reserves anyway.
Yeah.
That was the decision of the board, was to go into the reserves to pay for these costs.
Ron, is it at a point that, and I know we want to move this, but that you could, is the information readily available that we could see if we could reprioritize something so that see where we sit?
I mean, I don't have the live, I just have the budget that we did. And we're still a ways out from the end of the year, so mm-hmm. I can't tell you currently, you know, exactly where we're at in terms of relative to budget, but
I think we're probably just wanting to see the list of things so that we can figure out what could be.
I guess I don't have to share the screen exactly, but so these were the items that we had allocated, and these are the items that we have in the current year. So here's the elevator. These items are all done. Okay. These items, I believe, are all done. And then this is what you're about to address for the paving. And these two items are done. So you can see we had one elevator this year and one elevator next year. So we were pretty, you know, those are the two main items, this one and the.
Relative to new dollars, I know that's not the item, but what's your best forecast on that?
What new dollars we have?
Yeah, new dollars.
Well, I mean, that is one consideration in that we did get the Career Source lease, which was not included in the budget, but we also had to spend about $26,000 to get the space ready for them. There may be some new revenue coming from that, over and above, because it's about an $80,000 a year lease. So that was not included in the budget. So that would cover it. But we also had some grant revenue that I'm not sure if it's going to flow through this year or not. It might be next year. So there's a lot of moving parts right now.
Okay, I have a question related to what Ron is sharing with us now on there, because it looks like, I mean, we've done everything and we're down the two, and it's going to be a matter of either that item, if we want to stay within the parameters that we'd already set for ourselves, or not do the second, which is the next action item, which is the parking lot.
And again, one of the things that I do is when I start getting into the last quarter, mm-hmm. is I do start looking at maintenance relative to budget and making decisions about anything that can be pushed into the next year, you know, just to, you know, try to make the budget work. I mean, obviously, I got to try to maintain that to the extent that I can, and also considering any new revenue. So, that's just part of what I, the normal management of expenses process. And again, this number, while it's larger than most of these items, it's not out of the realm of possibility that we can cover it, you know, through adjustments and other operating expenses. But it's, you know, it's not a guarantee, which is why I have to come back and ask for it. But I always manage to the, I don't manage to the budget. I manage to be as cost efficient as I can while staying under budget.
Ron, is there an opportunity with the paving project that we would, could we postpone that for another board meeting so that that would allow time for you to see where we are?
I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Mainly because the alternative is going to be, you know, that could get pushed into next year, but again, it doesn't really benefit us to push expenses 1 year.
So here's the thing. I was actually not thinking about next year. I was thinking next meeting only because it would allow enough time so that you could look at the numbers because you weren't prepared to probably have the
conversation. Well, no, but I appreciate what you're saying. What I'm saying is I don't think it's important to delay. I think it's more important to get these things done. If we're going to do them, we need to get them done. Because what's the alternative decision? The alternative decision is if you put it off, right, to another, to either do it next year or even later. Unless there's another option I'm not thinking about.
So I don't think that that's where we were headed, or at least that's not where I'm headed. I was more along the line so that you would know the numbers and realize that paying, whether there was indeed other revenues and that we would understand our position better. I agree. I mean, heck, I'm on another board where deferred maintenance can nearly get out of hand and you end up with some really big hairy animal. You've got to continue. So I get that. Other governors, what are your thoughts on this? And
I'm going to propose or put out for discussion. There's only 4 more months left in this year. So what if we push that 70,000 this year into an October, November next year and move the other one even to the third year, I guess, and replace the 70,000 with a $15,000 consulting fee?
So for my understanding, to better use up the $140,000, 70 plus 70, and ensure that task is done right, we need to spend this $15,000 on the consultancy fee, right? And the safety risk is there that you don't want to defer anymore,
correct?
Right? And then, so that's the discussion we're having. And then one of the question I heard, that can we push some of the parking lots a little bit later, a few months to the next year, what the risk is going to be that if we push maybe say one, maybe Johnson, Morgan, or any one of them to next year. That's what I heard, mm-hmm. right? So any recommendation on that, Ron? Because I personally agree that to better use that 140,000, because I'm doing one right now, is that 15,000 gonna be a key on the planning if we don't know what we need to do. That'd be my 2 cents.
And to take advantage of the consulting, you need to put those two elevators together, yeah. which is why we were going to do one at the end of this year and one at the beginning of next year. But if we do the consulting now, we can't really, you can't push them out a year and a half and expect somebody to
be
that second elevator. If that makes sense.
Yeah. And Kevin, you're recognizing.
Well, we're asking them to tell us what it needs to be done properly. I don't know that that's going to change in 12 months. But,
and to oversee the process and to do the RFP. So once we do the RFP, though, that's the point where people are not going to hang on for a year and a half to do the second elevator. We needed to bunch them together. I'm sorry.
When we put the 70,000 in this year's budget and 70,000 in next year's budget for the total of 140, that was our. And so it's conceivable, maybe not likely, but it's conceivable that the modernization of one elevator is something less than 70. Is it possible?
I doubt it.
Okay, so the extension of that is, therefore, none of the 70 was contemplated to be bringing somebody in to help understand the greater scope of work.
Correct.
So we now think that instead of 140, it's actually 155.
Correct.
then it's a cash flow issue between two fiscal years, and it elevators have some substantial safety components to it. I think we go ahead and my suggestion is we go ahead and prioritize this. If in a subsequent meeting we need to amend the budget to delay $15,000 worth of expense for overlay in a parking lot, that's not as much of a safety issue. But I don't think that we need to solve that today.
But one other question, Ron, that $70,000 is a forecast, right? We have not received a quote yet.
Correct.
So it could be $70,000, it could be $60,000, it could be $80,000, right?
Correct.
We don't know that yet.
That's what the consultant's going to help us figure out.
You made a good observation, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, heck, it could even be more than that. Again, I don't think we run the risk of not addressing safety, but I can appreciate the comment that you just offered on that. So for this specific item related to the elevator modernization, realizing that what I'm thinking that we're saying too is that we're going to come back and we're going to talk about other budget prioritization activities that we can engage. So we had the discussion. Is there a motion?
Motion for?
For this particular action item here,
approve the budget
for the
$15,000.
$15,000, yeah,
for the evaluation. Mm-hmm. So after this evaluation done, are we going to come back and relook at that $70,000 mm-hmm. based on the
feedback? That would be your motion. Yeah.
Yeah. What we'll do is the way the process works is we'll do informal bid request for the consultants because it's less than $50,000. Stephanie from Talcor and I will evaluate those and make a recommendation back to the executive committee on which ones to accept. Then we will go out and do, based on their scope of work that they prepare, we'll do an RFP, and then that's when we'll get the cost of actually doing those the modernization. And frankly, depending on how quickly we can get the rest of this done, it might push us into next year before we can actually even get any of the elevator work done. Because we didn't contemplate this in our timeline on how these projects were going to flow.
Okay.
Well, I'm still interested in where the offset for 15. If we put $15,000 in, what's the offset to it? And
I think that's where we.
And we don't have that defined.
Is it
to vote for the 15 until we define the offset?
Is an offset required?
In my mind, it is, because we're not achieving a positive cash flow at this point in time in life. And to spend $15,000 more to further exacerbate it is something I get a little worried about.
So, to that point, it was the full board that voted to approve a two-year deferred maintenance plan that was going to cause us to reach into the reserves, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, at a minimum, it feels like if we're going to add to that deficiency, that may need to go back to the full board, but there's a safety issue that I think that we can't delay on.
Correct.
So I think my proposal would be that we move the recommendation to include the 15, and we look at a way in the balance of this fiscal year and next to offset or push out 15 for some other reason, whether that's an overlay or some other item on deferred maintenance that doesn't necessarily carry the same safety implications.
Correct.
I believe that there's an unknown factor to it. So we don't know, is that 140 or is it 190 or is 200, right? We don't know that yet. So this 15,000 will give us the answer.
Correct.
To make the decision to what we need to do in future.
I'm not opposing the 15,000. I'm opposing that we approve it without an offset. And that's my concern. If we were cash flush and bringing in more cash every year, but we're spending more cash every year.
Right.
And I just want to keep in our focus here that what we do has implications on the solvency of this organization longer term.
So if the motion was to approve a modification to the deferred maintenance not to exceed the current dollar amount, but to insert 15 and push out 15, is that acceptable?
That's acceptable.
Absolutely. So we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been properly motioned and second. All in favor, please acknowledge aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposition? Motion carries. Great. Great discussion. Great discussion. Didn't make nine easier, but now we're in nine. I will let you celebrate eight.
Okay, just to, since this is still a continuation of the same discussion, just so you can see, in the 2 years, we had approximately $215,000, that's the combination of those two columns, $216,000 in deferred maintenance that we're picking up. In the budget, without consideration of where we're actually at or any other changes, the budget was a net loss of 295. So 215 of the negative cash flow of 295 was related to the deferred maintenance items that the board elected to go after. So we had, you know, basically $80,000 of deficit that we were budgeting in.
Right.
And so that's kind of, that was the mindset at the time.
Madam Chair,
yes, sir.
Might I just ask that in future executive meetings, we have a copy of the current financials, not as a matter of review that may be in the agenda, but just for reference purposes.
Absolutely.
Available to us.
Okay.
The packet.
Considered done. Okay.
Are you talking about the current financial statements that are put out every month?
Relative, yes, that the board sees, but we don't. And prior to the board meeting, I think it would have been helpful if I'd had that document to review last night.
That's the budget, yes.
Yes, okay.
That's
budget or and or the current financial position.
Okay.
Yeah, relative to budget.
And that, so the closest thing we have to that right now is for the month of March, April will be done just prior to the upcoming board meeting next week. We'll have that. So
we will get the most current, and we'll land on whatever's the most current. Okay.
Yeah.
But so I'll note it as that, and then item nine. Ron, if you want to walk us through that.
Yeah. So item nine is to actually do an RFP for the paving services. We have this does not require any consultants to figure out how to pave the parking lot.
Good.
But the parking lots are very old and they're crumbling, and so we want to do all three at the same time because they're all, it's this complex. So it's all of Collins, everything behind, all of Morgan, and everything on the other side, which is Johnson. So these were initial quotes that we got when we were putting the budget together, but because it's over $50,000, we have to do a formal RFP. And again, because of the simplicity of this this project, we were not recommending that we do a separate evaluation committee, but that we collect the proposals. And then with Stephanie's assistance, we will make a recommendation to the executive committee in terms of which proposals, rank the proposals, and make our recommendations for your approval. But according to policy, we need your approval to publish the RFP.
Which is what this action is, not to spend, but to do the RFP. So lighter lift.
Well,
is there a motion? Okay.
There's
a second. Okay. We're properly motioned and second. All those in favor acknowledge with aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Okay. Motion carries. Good. I'm glad we didn't reorder those things. Okay. General counsel contract, item 10.
I'm sure they asked about
that. Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So item 10 is the general counsel contract. This contract is up for renewal at the end of September. And so a decision has to be made on whether to extend the contract or put it out an RFQ. I gave you the current rates and a proposal from general counsel for new rates. So Melissa has not had a rate increase since the initial contract in 2014. She is proposing the partner rate, which is the majority of where the expenditures are. There's not a lot of involvement from associates and paralegals occasionally. But she's asking for an increase from $250 an hour to $315 an hour. I did go and ask Ann Longman, our board member attorney, if she thought that those rates were reasonable, the proposed rates, and she agreed that they were. I also went and looked at the county's website to look at some of the contracts that they have. And what I found was a few contracts related to some of the ancillary boards associated with Ion County, like the Planning Commission and some others. And they had rates mostly with one specific attorney, and that partner rate was $250 an hour. And those contracts, let me pull that up. Most of those contracts were done in 2018 for 3-year terms. And then the other two were done, one was done in 2017 and one was done in 2019. So it was the Leon County Code Enforcement Board, the City County Board of Adjustments, the City County Planning Commission. And then there was another contract that had, it was with the County Housing Finance Authority. And in that contract, they had a board meeting rate of $150 an hour, so just for attending board meetings, a litigation rate of $350 an hour, and then everything else was $250 an hour. So that's the extent of the information I could find. I couldn't find anything on city contracts. They don't have their stuff online.
Dawn, was Ann's perspective more of just from the private side of it, private sector, and not necessarily with governmental types of agreements where, because it appears that there's a theme with the one where we found with government, that there was a government rate of 250 versus?
Yeah, we didn't have that conversation.
Okay.
I just asked her if she thought those rates were reasonable for what Melissa does for us.
Okay.
And most of what Melissa does for us is probably not much different than, other than maybe some of the sunshine issues, not much different than private sector, a lot of contract work and leases and things like that.
Okay. And then you had approval options that you...
Yeah, and again, I apologize for not having a fourth option of whatever else the board thinks is appropriate, so...
Yeah. Yeah. We've got it here as one of the options that we could follow is to accept it, but I'd like to add a D that we would be able to counter it as well. And I can give you that language or
just acknowledge it. If you could share it so that we'll understand, because if we're going to make that one of the modifications, what is it, Dave?
That we counter the proposed rate and, if accepted, extend the term for 1 year with 2 1-year extensions, with the option of 2 1-year extensions at this rate. And then the language would follow that's already in there, effective October 1, 21, in place on the consent agenda, so on. It's already in mm-hmm. as part of A.
Okay, so
this gives us the flexibility to counter it,
mm-hmm.
and that was not in, as I saw it, we either accepted it or we couldn't go back.
You didn't have it, right?
I want us to be able to counter it.
And other discussion on that, just the conversation around it, governors, related to all of the options, yeah.
So my question would be, I know we've been using their support, is there any other board or any other agencies would want to work with us, and what would their rate going to be?
So this is a private attorney. So the examples I gave were other agencies within Leon County government, different from us, that are contracting separately, just as a point of comparison of what those rates might be. But in terms of working together, I'm not sure I understand.
So So are anyone else gonna, the work that they are doing for us, is anybody else gonna bid for the job? Are we gonna go out to?
Well, that's the question. So the one of the alternatives is, if we say we don't like this rate, then the other alternative is that we go do a request for qualifications, and we go get other rates. So there's a process involved in that. It's time consuming. The question is, do we want to go check the market and see if there are better rates? What we run into, though, sometimes in this situation with attorneys in particular, is rate is not always the most important question, because two things can happen. One is you get poor quality work, and it takes them longer to get stuff done.
And then you're insane.
And then in the other situation, they just don't effectively manage their time. I will tell you this, Melissa has been incredibly conscientious about the number of hours she spends working on anything. She knows how budget conscious I am. She makes fun of me for it, but in a nice way. But she definitely has our interest in mind when it comes to billing. I've had no billing problems with her from the beginning.
So. My comment on that, and then I'll make my way back to Dave and see if Kevin has some comments on it, is I think one of the challenges, I am personally more aligned with the going counter to proposed rate. That's where I'm more aligned with. But the reason I'm looking at that is because Melissa's rate, their rate, have maintained steady since 2014. It's one of those challenges that she's kept it at this, you know, bargain basement rate for us. And then by the time she comes back, we're like, okay, we don't necessarily want any, you know, an increase, but she's maintained it steady from 2014 to present, which is a very long time. So I would be more tuned with the counter and the rate. And Dave, I'll welcome your comments, and Kevin, yours.
Well, to make this quicker a little bit, under the item D we just proposed, I would suggest that the 315 rate be countered at 300, the 240 rate be countered at 220, and the 150 rate be countered at 175. Excuse me, at 125.
That was 300.
300, 220, and 125.
125. Kevin, any comments from you, sir?
I'll support that recommendation.
Okay, that's easier than I thought. So, okay, Dave, I'll let you lead the way with offering a motion.
Okay, a motion would be that we would counter the proposed rates. Well, first, let me just make a general comment. I am completely satisfied with our general counsel. I think she's done an excellent job for us. I support all the things that Ron has said about her, and I'm hopeful that we could maintain that relationship. But I would like to suggest that we counter the proposed rates that they have given us, and suggest that the partner rate be 300, the associate rate be 220, and the paralegal rate be 125. And I'll place that in the form of motion, Madam Chair.
Can I ask a question? So you may want to think about it. What's the, in the event that the proposal is not accepted, what action should be taken?
I think we played tough here a little bit, and I would then say we put it out for bid, but I hope it doesn't go with that.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, there's a second. So the motion's been motion properly and seconded. All those in favor, please acknowledge with a sign aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries.
So I will make the counter proposal, and if it's not accepted, then we will do option B.
Yes.
Okay.
For your notes. Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Chair's report is going to extend into our meeting that we'll have with the full board, but basically we're going to talk about the virtual, whether the virtual option still needs to exist, we're going to talk about masking, and then we're also going to talk about the nomination of officers in the upcoming meeting. Staff reports, Ron, do you all want to hit on?
Well, just a quick, do you expect to have an answer from her before the board meeting?
Yeah, I would certainly try, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
No, you're fine, you're fine.
Yes, and I will, based on that answer, I will prepare an agenda item for the board meeting to
support that.
Good.
To do whatever step is necessary next.
And would you let me know?
Sure.
Thank you.
And if she accepts, I will prepare an amendment to her contract to extend at those rates. And if she doesn't, then I'll prepare an RFQ to present to the board for its approval.
Okay.
Got it. Okay, and then Ron, any highlights that you want to?
Yeah, just a few things. First of all, I want to thank Sanjoy for his service. He has let us know, if you don't mind me.
Sure, please.
Stating that he will be leaving the board, and he can explain further as he wants, but he'll be leaving the board as of August 3rd, after the August 3rd board meeting, which will give us an opportunity to elect other officers.
Right.
So, but thank you very much, Sanjoy.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I really enjoyed and again, learned a lot about the area. Thank you so much. The purpose is we need to get the project juggernaut going.
Yeah.
And we are planning to commission the building by end of 2022. So the time is at essence. It's not only that, we will be expanding significantly. So my time is required in three different geographical locations right now, because we're growing in Germany, China, and over here in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
We will double our business in 3 years. That's our projection.
Wow.
So it's a great opportunity, and we want to grow in this community. Our goal is we want to see if we can make a death first hub over here in Tallahassee. So Ricardo is very much excited about it. So he feels that my attention is needed around the clock.
And we're certainly going to give it your attention around the clock. Yeah, but thank you so much for your service. Yeah,
this has been a great opportunity.
Thank you. So hence the reason why the comment for the nominees committee. We'll go back there. Kevin, you don't have any expansions you're planning. You're planning on staying right here, right?
I'm good.
Okay, just want to make sure on that.
You're next up.
Yeah, I know, right?
Same height again. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so I will take the next step, which is to notify the Young County so that they can go through the nomination process and get that approved by the August meeting. We'll get that going.
Are there any other vacancies coming up at the end of this year?
I do not believe so. I think it's 2022.
Okay.
At least, unless you know something I don't know.
Okay.
Good. So, thanks to Bill. He's helped me work through the nonprofit application, and we have submitted that to Thomas Hal Ferguson for their review. We're supposed to have comments back last week, but now we're hearing this afternoon. So hopefully we'll get that thing filed because it's due by the end of the month. This is for the Innovation Park TLH, DBA, North Florida Innovation Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Organization to become an official 501c3 organization. So cross your fingers on that.
Yes.
Design development continues on the North Florida Innovation Labs. We expect to have that completed July 7th. That will go through the oversight committee the following week. We are working with New Energy. They have, if you all know New Energy and Rick Meeker, they're in the park there, actually over in the ninth building, past tech grant winner. They are working with our current engineers to look at energy efficiency options and what they could potentially build in, even if it's not in the budget to do these things, but what kind of planning they could do for us to be able to add options in the future. Might even include solar options and things like that. So we're trying to balance all of those things out, but we'll bring that information to the oversight committee in July.
I hope we make sure we have Danfoss turbo core compressors on.
Well, that was next on my list, Dave. That we did. I did reach out to Ricardo, and he put us in touch with one of their folks who is now also working with an engineer to see if there are any opportunities for us to use any Danfoss equipment so that we could highlight that in the incubator. So the challenge is that many of their systems, I believe, are designed for much larger applications than what our facility would be, but they're going to work through that. That's beyond my capabilities. But.
Good.
So we did implement a new treasury management system with the bank. So we now have the capabilities to do some electronic ACH payments and wire transfers. We did maintain dual controls on that between Christy and I. And it's also got two-factor authentication. So it's just much more secure. It won't be as awkward as some of the wire transfers we've done in the past. And when we get to that point, then I'll I can enable the officers and get them the little tokens you use to put your authentication in, things like that. So, but until we get there, there's not much point in trying to get all that set up and retrain you when the time actually happens. So we'll get that working. Let's see. We're also working with Danfoss again, trying to get the final construction schedule. Been talking to Chris about that. Once we have that the schedule, we will be able to start planning the spending of the funds that we're getting through OEB. So we don't get any funds until you guys break ground. So hurry up, would you? We need the money. So so as soon as I get that information, then I'll come back and we'll propose some things. Bill is already passing. We're trying to figure out how to spend it, but we'll work together to make sure we do it the right way. We did on the revenue side. Behind us here is the test kitchen. We did extend that for 5 years, and I didn't think about this, but it's an extra $8,200 a year. So we're halfway home on the
15.
On the 15.
That's good.
And actually, over the 2 year, I guess we got it covered. So
yeah, there you go.
And then on the public engagement side, I have a speaking engagement at the Rotary Club on June 2nd. Just give them an update on the park. I'm sure the Airport Gateway project will be coming up. Also meeting, Kevin and I are going to be meeting with consultants for Blueprint to talk about the Airport Gateway project and any impacts from our current development plans on transportation. Let's see. Bill is going to provide a more extensive report at the Board of Governors. We've given him 30 minutes at the Board of Governors meeting, but today he's going to give you some high level of some of the stuff that he's been working on. So I just want to say we're really excited to have Bill on board. It's been a phenomenal month. It's hard to believe he's been here a month already. So we're really grateful. We've had some great dialogue. He hit the ground running, given that he's already familiar with the ecosystem and all of our players involved, and we're just really excited to have him with us. And that's all I have.
Okay, questions? Okay, we'll transition to Bill.
Great, thanks, Ron. I'll move quickly through this, and I'd be happy to answer any questions. This is day 22 for me. Very excited to be here. I'm taking a close look at the current space and programs and integrating facilities and programs sort of in the state of the present and in comparison with other successful labs and co-working spaces. And we're modeling some of that as a test for the larger lab when we open that. As Ron mentioned, we completed the 501c3. That is extremely significant and a point of leverage as we look to generate funding, both for facilities and for programming. Related to that, we worked across the entire ecosystem and put together a combined grant with the EDA, with FAMU in the lead. It's a $1.5 million grant to be spread across the ecosystem should it be funded. And there's approximately $300,000 for Innovation Park / North Florida Innovation Labs over a 3-year time period. I have been in close conversation with OEB for a number of months. We have an opportunity for six figures in funding over a couple of years. We should find out about that next month. In addition to that, the new federal funding is coming down, and I had a substantive conversation with Greg Vidé, with the EDA, and Innovation Park / North Florida Innovation Labs looks to be well positioned for the federal funding that's been allocated currently, and both directly and through collaborations. And as we looked at the guidance for the proposed funding, again, we should be extremely well positioned for that as well. I too have been doing a good bit of outreach. I mentioned OEV, I was appointed as the Arrow Alliance of Entrepreneurial Resource Organizations as a co-chair. I participated in the launch of the Innovation Magazine. There was a roundtable and live stream. You may notice our guy Eric is on the cover, and we were well represented on the inside of the magazine. I'm also, I've identified resources for training, SBIR, STTR, and I'm going through training myself through UCF. So we're changing the tires as the car is accelerating. And that's a quick recap, and I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Like a busy 22 days.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Hitting the ground running, that's wonderful news.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thrilled to be here. As Dave pointed out, this is arguably the most exciting time for Innovation Park and our regional ecosystem. So I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate everything that you brought to the table, and we look forward to your continued reports on it. Very good. And Naomi, we'll switch gears. Yeah.
Welcome back, Naomi. We're all back this week. 100% full strength, and it's great for her to be back.
Yeah. Yep. First day back today, so getting back in the swing of being in the office. Just a few updates for you all. The magazine, I was going to bring that up. That was released a few weeks ago. It is a really great promotional tool for us. There's a lot of features that our ad is on the inside. That we had discussed at a board meeting. I'd only had the had a chance to look at the digital version up until today, but the in-person copy is really nice, and encourage you to take a look at that if you haven't had the in-person one yet. Also working on a tech grant, it looks like that hopefully we will be in person for the October event. Considering all the CDC rules and everything, it seems like that's going well. We received our applications earlier this month, so we received 8 really good looking applications. I have all the judges lined up, and their scores are due next Wednesday. So then we'll be announcing 5 finalists on June 2nd. Seems like we have a really good group, so I'm looking forward to working on that a little bit more. I'm also working on sponsorships for that and getting all that lined up for the event. And then tech topics, we've got our next event Tuesday, June 15th, and we're still going to be on Zoom for now doing those. We've got Weather STEM and Weather Tiger, who are our speakers. So we'll have a nice conversation about weather in preparation for hurricane season and kind of good timing there.
And those are also, if you didn't see, those are also a couple of companies that were featured in this magazine as well.
Yep.
Great timing.
Yep. And we've got a few registered for that so far, and I'm going to be starting promoting for that this week, and hopefully we'll get a bunch more registered. So that's really main things for me for now.
And I know that one of the things that Ron and I have been talking about that you all will be working, and luckily we have Bill's assistance too, would be the marketing plan.
Yeah.
So that
yeah,
we'll get tie into some of what we're talking about with presence and standing. And,
Okay,
well then that does certainly bring us to a close. Is there any new business, Ron, that you need to share? Are you all business date? You're recognized.
I hate to son George leave us.
Yeah, me too.
I really believe that was a very valuable asset to our board and to our executive committee. But nevertheless, we'll have to have a budget approved before next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll need an interim treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
I've served that position before. If you'd like me to step in and serve as an interim treasurer, I'd be glad to do that. Or I'll step aside if you have something else in mind.
Actually, I had not put that together, but I'm very glad to hear that. But I know
I
that.
I think my thought was, and that's certainly a good option, but my thought was that if we're going to elect new officers in August, that if we elect a treasurer in August, that person could take over that role immediately. But again, we do have to see.
I'll go with whatever Madam Chair wants.
Absolutely. No, that's good, because I know we will continue to get your service until there's no more service to get from, if they just count on that.
And are you on the budget committee already, I think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sounds good. So we'll take that down. Then any other new business? If not, then I want to thank everyone for your time, and we are adjourned.